The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost, except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world, so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Welcome back once again, everybody. Okay, so if you heard me speak yesterday, you'll remember that I said that yesterday and today and tomorrow, you're hearing from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, the longest prayer found in the Gospels, and it's known as Jesus' high priestly prayer. Why is it called Jesus' high priestly prayer? Well, because back in the Old Testament, the high priest would go into the temple on the day before Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and he would offer a prayer in three parts. First for himself, second for his disciples, lastly for all the world. And so here Jesus praying the night before he dies, the night before the real atonement, a prayer in three parts, right? First for himself, second for his disciples, and lastly for the whole world. Now, yesterday we heard his prayer for himself. Today we hear his prayer for his disciples. And that's not just the apostles now. That's you and me, the kind of people that gather in church on a Wednesday morning, okay? Trying to follow our Lord more closely. Now, I mentioned it's unfair that the guy who put this book together put all this into one day, because this is the summation of all of our mystical theology, and you can't take it all at once, so we're just going to take one line. Part of our Lord's prayer for us, consecrate them in the truth, Jesus said. Now, what does that mean? Let's take a look at each word. First of all, consecrate. What does consecrate mean? Consecrate means to set something apart for God. Go drive by our new church. Take a look up that hill and see the building that we've built. If you could ask that building a question, if you could say, what is your purpose? It would only give you one answer. I exist for the glory of God. It's set apart. It's consecrated. You could never repurpose it as a bank. You could never repurpose it as a gymnasium or as a community center. It's clearly existing for the glory of God. Take a look at this chalice right up here in this altar. Okay. I'm going to take the veil off in just a moment, and you will see a cup unlike any other in your cupboard. Okay, it's consecrated. It's set apart. Now imagine at the end of the day I go home, change into my gym shorts, turn on the NBA finals, and crack open a beer. And I use that beer not in an ordinary glass, but I pour it into that chalice and you walk by and see me. Are you not scandalized? Just nod. Yes, I am. Okay, why? Because it's set apart for sacred use. It's not meant to be used for something else. It's consecrated. Sacred music is consecrated. It doesn't have a hipster beat. Not something we hear on the radio. It's different. Priests and religious were supposed to be set apart for your own good, right? Looking differently, and hopefully also acting differently. But here's Jesus' prayer now, that you be consecrated. And that you be consecrated in the truth. In a world of politics and advertising. In a world of sales and spin. Our Lord wants you to belong to the truth. It's one of my favorite quotations, George Orwell in his dystopian novel, 1984. He said, in a world of universal deceit, simply telling the truth is a revolutionary action. And you know this quite well, right? Everything's allowed except the truth, right? Tell the truth and people get terribly, terribly upset. And here's our Lord, he says, now be consecrated in the truth, set apart in the truth. Let's think about what that means. If you could go up to a young man, a young lady, you could ask them one question. You can say, do you have any children? If they're a parent, they could honestly answer you, no, I don't have any children, because my children have me, okay? They're not a possession, they're not an accessory. They're a responsibility and an all-consuming life commitment. You could ask the priest, do you have a parish? And, you know, I wouldn't say, sure, I got one tucked away here in my wallet. Let me show you. No, I don't have a parish. A parish has me. It's a complete, all-consuming life commitment. This is what our Lord wants of us in relationship to the truth. A responsibility, a sacred charge. Now, think for a moment what happens if we fail in that. You know, I talked about the church being something set apart. Well, you know, I was walking once through the streets of a little Scottish town. I saw this beautiful church. And I said, I got to go see that beautiful church. And I walked over to the church, and much to my surprise, it had been transformed into a restaurant. And it was sad. And I was walking through the streets of Amsterdam, and I saw this beautiful church off into the distance. And I walked over to see the beautiful church off into the distance. And it was a tourist bureau. It was deeply sad. Something like that happens to the world every time one of our Lord's followers refuses to be consecrated in the truth. And they want to be just like everybody else. This was the prophet's message to the people of Israel in the Old Testament. You're no good to the world if you're just like everybody else. I set you apart for the good of everyone else. Now have the courage to be different. Here's our Lord saying, now have the courage to belong to the truth. Throw one more question out at you here this morning. What is God's primary relationship to the world? I'll give you the answer, okay? It's holiness. Now, the word holy means different. When Isaiah had a vision of the angels, what did the angels sing of God? They sang, holy, holy, holy. Different. Set apart, right? They didn't sing mercy, mercy, mercy. They didn't sing forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. They didn't sing love, 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 even though God is all of those things. His identity is to be set apart, and because he made you in his image, he wants you to be set apart too. Consecrated in the truth. Belong to the truth now for the good of all those you love, because it reveals Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way and the truth and the life, the truth that will set you free. Amen.